Yakpidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael b'forach. That the Bnei Mitzrayim may Klai Yisrael work before a hard labor. What does b'forach mean? We have a lozu waima b'terach with a soft lotion. Rashi says Mishkan v'dvarim u'v'schara shegilu l'avoida. They first start to talk to them nicely, like work and we'll pay you for it. And once they got used to working, then later they start paying them. That's called the terach with a nice lotion. Nice way of talking, they started them off. Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni Yoma Betricha. No. Rashi b'shivron aguf, they broke their body to make them work very hard. And by Yemoru Eschayim, they bitted their life. They avoided the kosh with hard work. The chayim of Uvainim, with the cement and with the bricks. Omar Rava, b'tchila b'chayim, at the beginning was b'chayimah, or b'lveinim, with bricks, or l'b'soif, or b'chol avoid of asada. At the end, they made them do even harder work. As kol avoid oisem, asher ol du v'em b'forach. All the work they did was very hard. Omar Rav Shmuel ban Achmeni, Omar Rav Yonistin. What does that mean? Shoyim achlifin meleches anoshim l'noshim. They changed around and they made the men do the ladies' work. Or meleches noshim l'noshim. And they did the men's work the ladies had to do, and the ladies' work they gave it to the men. That's called avodas perach. If you change around to give you a different type of a work, that's called avodas perach. So l'man diyam manami hosam the perach ho chavad lefricha. Even if you want to learn the first avodas perach means the perach is spoke to them nicely, but shita the second one means avada lefricha, that they made them work very hard. Dorash Rav Avira. For the reward of the Noshim Tzitkonius, Shehoyu B'yosi Adod was at that time, Nigalu Yisroel Mitzrayim. That's why Klaius went out of Mitzrayim. What was the Tzitkonius there? What did the Noshim do? V'shor Shehoyu Chois Lishav Mayim. When the ladies used to go out to fetch water, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazvim Lehem Dodim Ketanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put small fish, B'kadeim, in their buckets. V'shor Eves, and they would fetch the water, mach to mayim and mach to dogim. Mamish, half of it would be fish. Uvoyos v'shoifoy shtei kederis. They went then and poured it into two different pitchers, pots. Achas shochamin v'yachas shodogim. One was hot and one was with the fish. Uchamisam, they made hot water, they made something good for the husbands. Umalichos v'etzo v'aleim l'soda. Uchamisam, hot water. They bring hot water in one bucket and the fish in the other bucket. Or Malicha says to Balei and the Sodom, they bring it out to the husbands in the field that were working hard. Or Machitza says some, with the hot water they would wash them, Visicha says some, and they would rub them. Or Machila says some, they would give them to eat this fish. Or Mashka says some, they would give them to drink. When it's Kokokois Lehen, and they would have Tashmas, they would live together. Beis Vasayim, and then Peshetza, they became pregnant, and that's the way they were Marva. Shenemar, Im Tishkubun Beis Vasayim, that's where they had Tashmas over there. And Bishar Tishkubon Bench Vasayim, for the reward that they had Tashman to live with the husband then, is Zochul Yisrael the Bizas Mitzrayim. Klayan so was Zoichab for that, for all the bees, all the booty from Mitzrayim. But the Kriyas Yamsot is Zoichab, all the bees of the Mitzrayim. Shenem the Apostle says, Kanfe Yoina Nechpa, Ba Keseth, the Avroiser Beirakrit, Chorutz. Yeah. So this was a tremendous char that a Zoy Pasha, they're thinking about why she become pregnant now. We're working so hard in Mitzrayim. Adarab, but they had Vitocha, they knew Hashem would help us. And Vakert, the Noshim Tzitkonius wanted B'dachon to become pregnant. So the char, they did this, they received reward. And the Kiva and Shemesabra, as soon as they became pregnant, Boyas Levatayim, they went back home. The Kiva and Shemegiyazman Maledayim, when it came the time to give birth, Hol Chois V'yogis Vasoda, they went out on the fields and gave birth in the fields. Tachas atapuach, under the apple tree. Shenema, the apostle says, Tachas atapuach ereticha. Under the apple tree, Hashem was Moriah's Rachman on us. Va'akadosh Baruch Hu shaleach mishmei Moriah, mi shemenakir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down Malachim, that was Menakir, cleaned the child, umashpir oisan, and Mamish made him nice, put his bones into place. Techaya zu shemafaferes esavlad, like a regular midwife, like a nurse, takes care of the kid. That's the way the Malachim took care of the kids. Shenem the apostle says, "Amoratecha b'yoyin mivoldes oischa hilakara sharecha v'mayin lerechatsa m'shoy." O malakad lem shnei agolim, and what the malachim brought shnei agolim, two calves, echad shel shemen v'echad shel dvash. Agolim is done with agolim here. Chariots they brought, one was full of honey and one was full of oil. Shenem avinakeil dvash misela v'shemen. Kivot Shemakirim by Mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim came and realized what happened, Boyan Lahorgon, they wanted to go and kill the kids. The Nasam Lahem Nais, a tremendous Nais happened, the Nivloyim Bakaka. So when the Mitzrayim came, pumped them, the ground swallowed them up. Omavian Shivarim Vacharshim Agabon. And the Mitzrayim came to bring axes to try and plow. Shinem Agabi Charash Charshim. But if Samela couldn't find them. Layacha Sholchin, after the Mitzrayim went away, Hoy Mavasvitsin Vyoitsin, Kesav Asada. Lamish the kids grew up, came out of the ground, Lamish like the grass. Shinem Revovo Kesamach Asada Nasaticha. The Chivan Shemiz Gadlin, Boyam Adorm Adorm Lavatayim. When they grew up, they came back home. Amish flocks and flocks of kids came back home. Shenema batirbi batadagli batavoyni biadi adayim atikri baadi adayim elabadre adorim. They came back, mamish, flocks of kids together. That was all the nisim that happened by the Eden in Mitzrayim. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. He holding that Yud Aleph of a base. Again, on 10 lines down, what the Gemara said, the Bishchat, Tikonius, Shaloshi Ador, there was Echav and Nigelu. So what was that? Tikonius, that used to bring the husband's food to eat, and Nzokulhem ben Shvosayim. Yeshinema in Tishkuvu and ben Shvosayim. Then Bishchat, Tishkuvu and ben Shvosayim, Zokul Yisrael of Bezos Mitzrayim. Shinema kan Fayyayin and Echbo of a Kesaf, Vyavroisim, Virakrak Horus. Now the chivon shemesabrois, as soon as they became pregnant, is boyas levatayim. Then the wives used to go home. The chivon shemegiyas man miladayim, when came the time for them to give birth, whole chois we all this pasada used to go outside in the fields that the mitzrayim should not kill the kids. Tachas atapuach under the apple tree shenema tachas atapuach aratiicha Hashem like brought us up from under the apple tree. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shleach mishmei mormi send malachim down misha manakir or mishapir oison. They should clean the kids and strain out, smoothen out the kids. Kichayit, like a nurse. Zu, shemafaferes esavlad, just like a regular chaya, smoothens out the bones of the kid. Shinam rapostas molartecha, biyoim hivoldu oizchoch. Lekara serecha, vamayin lorechatsal mashoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them, had them wash, and had them smoothen out. O malaket lehem shnei goylem. He collected for them like two bundles, two baskets. Acha shal shemen, viacha shal golem. Shall dvash, bagulim like cakes. One from menaf, one from honey, one from oil. Shenema v'inakeil dvash misela v'shemen. The chivon shemakirim b'Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim realized that they're giving birth out in the fields. Is boyin lahorgon, so Mitzrayim came to kill the kids. V'nasim lahem nais, and nais happened v'nivloyim mekarka, that the kids, the Jewish kids, were swallowed up in the ground. So what did the Mitzrayim do? O'meviim shemorim v'choshim agabon. So the Mitzrayim came right away like to plow over them as if to make sure to kill them. Shenema, the pasuk says, Al gabai chorshu chorshim. On my back, they plowed. In other words, they plowed on the back of the Jewish children. But liyacha sholchen, after the Mitzrayim went away, hoyim avas v'tzvin v'yoytzin, they like they bursted up, came up, k'esav asodam, like grass comes up from the ground. Shenema, the pasuk says, revolva k'samech asodam nesatich. That they grew up like the grass. The chivon shemizgadlim, as soon as they grew up, is boyin adorim adorim lebatayim. They came home, mamish and flocks. Bunches of kids came home. Shenem reposik says, vatirbi vatadragli vatavoyu ba'adi adoyim. Is al tikri ba'adi adoyim, don't read it like this, el rather, the adre adorim. That they came back with a flock, a lot of children came back together. Okay, Shenigalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaYam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them on the Yamsuf, Hey Mikiru Tchila, these kids, they were the ones to be makah to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were the ones that saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu before. Rashi says, Shirol Shechina Sekvar, they were the ones that already saw the Shechina, they were makah Hashem. Shenem HaPosuk says, Zeh Kelev Yanveyu, so Rashi, Zeh Min Shari Sekvar, that I already saw you. So these kids, like already saw Hashem. Vayyom Melech Mitzrayim on the Yaldas, Servius. So the Paro spoke to the Jewish nurses. Rabu Shmuel, Machloikis. Chadama one says, Isher Bita, it was a wife and a daughter. Vachadama Kala Vachamoisa, it was a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. Man, Diyom Isher Bita, one that says it was a mother and a daughter. Yocheva to Miriam. It was Yocheva to mother, Miriam the daughter. Well, Mandi Yomakala Bachamoise was Yechebe, the mother, Velisheva, was Aaron's wife, who was a daughter-in-law. Tanya commanded Yomisha Bita, being a Raya, it was Yechebe and Miriam. The Tanya were learned. Shifra Zu Yechebe, that was the mother Yechebe. Paloma Nikra Shmo Shifra, how come her name was called Shifra? Shema Faferes Esavlad, that she used to smooth out the child. Tavracha Shepora means Shifra Shepora Varova Yisrael Biyameha, that the Jewish children multiplied in her times. Pua, what's the second name of Pua? Zu Miriam, that was Miriam. Paloma Nikra Shmo Pua, Shoyapoya, she was like screaming, O Matsias of Vlad, and because of that, the Vlad came out. Tavaracha, Poya means Shoisa, Poya Ruach HaKodesh. She like spoke out with Ruach HaKodesh from Meris and she said, Asidi imi shatela ben. Like Miriam was saying about her mother Yechevet, that she's going to give birth yet to a son, Shamashias Yisrael. That's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu that's going to save Chla Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, Vayoyme v'yaledchem es ivrius. That when they gave birth, is al avonim, it says. My avonim, what does it mean, the stones there? Amravchonan simin godo mosalhem. It was a big simin, a big sign that was given over to them. Yeah. So Rashi says, Shlatitlenu, Ha'ein, Tetachbienu, Vatayimanefel ho'yezelachem. Hasim shalayda, V'yotitlu, V'yavargu. Yeah. Call them, Shalayda. So as Zemur says, Chsimin Godol Moslehem, that what the Mitzrayim gave him is Simin, when they're going to give birth. So Omalehem, they said that Bishor Shakaras Leilid, when the mother is ready to give birth, Yaakosem Estananois, her thighs like get cold, Kavonim like stones. Visti Yomar Samsek in a sieve. Ve'ered Beis HaYotze V'hinu Oysa Melocha Al Avonim. He went down to the Beis HaYotze where they formed the pottery, and they saw the man working there by the stones. Ma yoytzu, the person that makes the pottery. Ze yerach mikan, he has one side this way, the yerach mikan, another side the other way. The sadin biyemsa, he has his sadin, that's the eighth av that he works on, in the middle. Af isha, the same way a lady when she gives birth. Yerach mikan, one side is this way, the yerach mikan, the other way. The avlad biyemsa, the vlad comes down the middle. And so they told that in Ben Uva Mita Noisai, that if it's a boy they give birth to, now you have to kill them. Omra Bechanina, Simon Godo Moslehem. They gave him over Simon also to know who's a boy, who's a girl. Ben Ponov Lamata. Then a boy is born, his face is downwards. Bas Penuy Lamala. But a daughter, she's born with her face upwards. So Rashi said in his Kederach Tashmishai, that the man has his face downwards, and the wife has his face upwards. Has her face upwards. That the Mialdas had year, they were afraid of Hashem. And they did not do the way Paro told them. Tomorrow says, Lohen, me boy. It should have said, Loyos Kashadibra Lohen. What's the Lashon Alehen? Omer Rabbi Yosef of Chanina Malameh. Shetovon Advar Avera. That Paro first came to this Yechel Shifra and Pua, and wanted to have Tashmish live with them. But Vilainis Bo, they didn't accept. In other words, Pyro knew that it's not going to be so easy to get them to kill the children. So he figured if he would live with them first, and they'll come to like Pyro, then they would want to do what Pyro tells them to do. So the Pyro tried to talk them into have Tashmish, but they didn't give in. But the Chayenu Esayilodim, that they left the kids alive. Tona, it was learned like this. Loi daya, not only shloihemisai oisam, they didn't kill them, ela shohoyo maaspik oislen maimim ozim, but rather Shifra and Yechevya Pua gave them water and food. But temanam yaldos al paroi. So the Mialdos answered back to Paro and said, loi kanoshim, mitzriim ela choyf, ichses choyoseina. For the Gemara, my choyos, what does it mean, their choyos? Elaim, if you want to tell me, choyos, mamish, like nurses, like midwives, for the Gemara, oto chaya milo etzricha chaya chriti. Even a midwife, when she herself gives birth, she needs another nurse there to help her out. So what's the terrace that the choyah saying? Ela Amru, what they said back to Paro was, Umazu kechayah nimshalo. Chayah saw the moshel to chayah, a real animal. And when animals give birth, they don't need anybody to help them. They can give birth by themselves. So that's what they're telling Paro, that when we came, they already gave birth. We didn't see the child. Yehuda, the pasuk says, Guraya Yehuda. Don Yehi Don Anochosh. Naphtali is Ayolish Lucha. Yisachar Chamoy Gorim. Yosef Bechor Shor. Binyamin Zev Yitroif. You see all the Shvatim Adoimat animals. So the Mar says, Dichtivvei Ksivvei. These Shvatim that it says clearly the type of an animal it says. Even the Shvatim that doesn't have a name of an animal next to it, still there's a close apostle that says, Ma imcha levia bein arroyas ruvotza. Like the mother.
And they said, like, what was the mother? She was lions. She crouched among lions. So you see, even the mother, like the aim of Klaiso, is also called like levoyas, like lions. Then the pasuk says, "Vayiki yiram yaldas eslakim," that the yaldas had their fear of Hashem. For yaslem botim, Hashem made houses for them. So it's a machlokes. Rabu Shmuel, chadam abotik huna levia, v'chadam abotim malchus. What does that mean? Madiyam abotikuna levia Aaron and Moshe. It was her children were Aaron and Moshe. Madiyam abotim malchus. They hold that David namim mimirim kasi, that David and Melch also came out from Miriam. The Siva says in the Postik, Vatomas Azuva Eshes Kolif, that Azuva died and she was the wife of Kolif. So Rashi says it doesn't really mean that she died, but she came like a Mitzvah. Then it says, Vayikach like Kolif as Ephros. It means that when Azuva got better again, so like Kolif like took her back, like took Ephros, which is again Miriam. And Vatelud lo Yeshur gave birth to Hur. She gave birth to Hur, and the Pasuk says, Uksiv, David ben Isha Frosi, to see David came out from Miriam. This man, Yom holds that Azuv and Ephros was Miriam. Then the Pasuk says, Vikolav ben Chetzroin, Hulad es Azuv, he gave like birth to Azuva, Isha, his wife, Viesirias, and Vielo Voneho, these were his children, Yesher, Vishoiva, Viardin. Now, yes, Akasha, it says, V'kolev ben Chetzron, is it true that Kolev was the son of Chetzron? For the Gemara ben Yefunahu, we know that it was always called Kolev ben Yefuna. So, Moradashins, ben Shepino Miyatas Muraglim. It means he's the son that went away from the advice of the Muraglim. For the Gemara of Yakati, ben Kenazu, no, he wasn't ben Chetzron, he was the son of Kenaz. To fill the passage, it says, V'yokudo asniel ben Kenaz, achi Kolev. Asniel was his brother, and it's called Ben Kenaz. Mashma's father was Kenaz. Omar Rav says, Chorgoy de Kenazu. He was like the stepson of Kenaz. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, I have a proof from this.